Chapter 8. A Dangerous Situation. Arthur and Gwen watched from the windows. Morgana was burning things for fun. This was a very dangerous situation.
So now we have two queens,
said Arthur. He smiled for the first time.
And you won't believe it, but I prefer the first one.
Over the next few days, villagers and farmers came to the castle from all over the country to complain about the terrible dragon. It ate all my animals in the night, shouted one farmer. I woke in the middle of the night and my farm was on fire, cried another. My sheep and cows are dead and now I have nothing left.
My house! My house!
The dragon burnt the words, Arthur must go, into the fields. It destroyed entire villages and the people were very frightened. The villagers talked about the situation. The dragon is angry because of the new king, they said. Is Arthur bringing bad luck?
Why can't he kill the dragon?
What can I do?
Thought Gwen.
I need Merlin's help. But where is he?
Gwen had no option. She consulted her only friend, Arthur. At first, he was arrogant.
A real king could deal with dragons, he said.
If you don't want to help me, then I must stop Morgana alone, Gwen said.
Look,
said Arthur.
There's only one thing we can do.
We?
Gwen repeated.
Well, you can't do this alone,
he said.
Why, because I'm a girl?
Asked Gwen, still angry.
No,
said Arthur.
Because that dragon is dangerous. We must kill it.
But how?
Asked Gwen.
Together,
he answered.